Always the biggest and best in sports at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and it is time now for us to focus our conversation on some football. We want to talk about the upcoming Maxwell Football Club's National Awards Gala that will take place at the Tropicana Casino and Resort March 13th, and no doubt it is an extraordinary event. They're going to celebrate the 2014 football season and present the club's national awards at the professional, the collegiate, and the high school levels. Professional football's most respected athletes, their coaches, and the personalities of both current and former standouts are expected to attend. So we've extended an invitation tonight. It is a true honor to have with us the executive director of the Maxwell Football Club, and that is Mark Walpart. How are you, Mark?
I'm great. Thank you for having me with you.
Absolutely. Well, so the Tropicana is going to host the Maxwell Football Club's National Awards Gala. It is truly, it's a very special evening. And I know, Mark, this event is held, what, every year in Atlantic City, but this year it's at the Tropicana Resort. Just take us inside the event and what we can expect.
Well, this is our first year at Tropicana. We have been in Atlantic City for the last 11 years. So we have a new partner at Trop, and they've been great. Wonderful place, beautiful property, and there's the way the resort is laid out allows us to do some different things with our gala. So basically what happens is, you know, we bring our winners in, and they range, as you said, from high school all the way to the NFL. We honor football at every level. And at this particular event, we bring our national award winners in. So we have the three separate events in one. We have a big cocktail party, goes on for a couple hours, allows people to have a meet and greet with the winners and other NFL and college signatories that are present. We have a big banquet dinner following the cocktails, and then after dinner we move down to the Tropicana Theater and we do the awards presentations in their theater. So it's an amazing night. It's a big celebration of football, and we span the whole array from high school all the way to the NFL.
Well, it is an amazing night, and we are going one-on-one with the executive director of the Maxwell Football Club. That is Mark Walpart. Of course, he is joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. I want to know some more about the Maxwell Football Club itself. I mean, you guys, what, promote and you recognize excellence at all levels of football? This is not professional. It's not collegiate. It's at all levels, right?
Yeah, actually it is, and I think it's what makes us unique. The club was founded in 1935. And it was founded in honor of Robert Tiny Maxwell, who was a sports writer, official football player back in that early age of football. And one of his close friends was Bert Bell, who was the first commissioner in the National Football League. And Tiny Maxwell passed away at a young age, and Bert Bell wanted to honor his memory, so he started the Maxwell Football Club. And a year after the club was launched, the club itself started, and then the Maxwell Award was established and has been presented since 1937 on. So it's one of the oldest football organizations in America, and we do recognize players from high school all the way to the NFL. So we start out with, we have a National High School Player of the Year Award. We have the Maxwell and Benaric Awards at the college level, and then we have several professional awards culminating with the Bert Bell Award, which is the NFL Player of the Year, which this year was J.J. Watt from the Houston Texans.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Mark Walpart, the executive director with the Maxwell Football Club, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We love to hear from you. Join in on the conversation. Join us at Twitter at eRadioSports. You can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. And we are national. So, Mark, tell all of our listeners where they can go and check out some information on the Maxwell Football Club.
Well, the best place to find out about our club and our history is at our website. It's MaxwellFootballClub.org, and it gives you background on the club, what we do, how to become a member. We do have an open membership, and our members do vote for our awards. So it's kind of a unique situation, like in the awards world, especially in college and professional football. Normally, those voting blocks are kind of very closed, and in our situation, we have open membership, so our members vote along with college coaches, with NFL coaches, sports information directors, national media. It's a real neat way to get involved in that process at the end of the football season each year. Also on our website, you can see information about our awards gala and our former winners and their bios and things like that.
I was going to say, we can name drop, too. I mean, the president of the Maxwell Football Club is former Philadelphia Eagle Ron Jaworski. I mean, weigh in on him being a part of this special event as well.
Yeah, wow.
That's cool.
Jaws is a great he's a great guy to have involved in our organization for so many reasons. I mean, he's so into football, its history. He really wants to preserve the importance of the game and those who have become before. He's wonderful as our front man at events. And, you know, Ron's just one of those special people, and we're very fortunate to have him involved. He's been the president of the Maxwell Club since the late 1980s, so he's been around a while now. And it's, you know, it's funny. I mean, I grew up and Ron was a quarterback here in Philadelphia. That's how I first become to know him. And, you know, the younger people in the world today know him as a Monday Night Football analyst and an ESPN personality. But in every facet of what he does, he's just excelled.
Of course, the big gala is going to take place at the Tropicana Casino and Resort March 13th. And, Mark, open invitation. First time on the show tonight. We would love to have you back with us, okay?
That would be wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can also listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That, of course, was Mark Wolpart, the executive director of the Maxwell Football Club. And as we get ready to close out tonight's show, we want to say a very special thank you to always all of our outstanding guests in lineup. Jason Peter, Husker, and NFL great. Lee Klein, the contributor with Slam Magazine. A very special thank you to Monte Ellis with the Dallas Mavericks. Bob Berry Jr. from News Channel 4 in Oklahoma City. And our very own Mark Spears, Yahoo NBA writer. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, encouraging you not to drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports. And a very special thank you to our outstanding producer, Andy Pondillo. We'll see you next week.